Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today morning podcast on the 15th of November, 2022, with the latest Indiana farm news, markets, and weather. I'm Ian DeEubank, joined by the Hat team, Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller, and meteorologist Ryan Martin coming right up. The Hat podcast brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for over 135 years. It's ffbt.com online to learn more. In the news, election season not quite over for farmers and Ivy Tech and their new sprayer simulator. CJ Miller has that story. The markets yesterday, mixed analysis on the way with John Zanker. And there is snow in Ryan's forecast. That's next on the Hat Morning Podcast.
The land of the free is also the home of the hardworking. What if this is the year you take your farm operation to the next level? At First Farmers Bank and Trust, we're proud to serve the people who not only work until the sun goes down, but until the job is done. With over 135 years of commitment to agriculture, we'll find the solution that's right for your operation today and tomorrow. Visit ffbt.com to learn more. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
The High Ground Podcast. Everything from energy and fuel.
And it's always like clean oil because most of my stuff leaks.
So, yes. Yeah.
To agriculture.
We go from the cute and cuddly phase to the not so cute and cuddly phase.
You can cuddle with them at 290 pounds. It's probably against your will, I'm guessing.
And, well, other things.
He calls them all variable costs. That's bull. Not variable costs.
I think you meant to say that's fertilizer, right? Staying on topic, Lynn.
Listen now on all platforms.
Sprayer operators wanted and training is available, and farmers not quite done with election season. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team. They want you to know that you aren't alone, even when times feel dark and stressful. They're here to help. Visit extension.purdue.edu/farmstress. It's all about finding and training the next generation of young adults to work in the ag industry as sprayer operators. CJ Miller reports now on how Ivy Tech is offering a new training program and has the latest technology to make that training possible.
We want to be able to train and put out the very best people we can.
And that's David Harrell, Interim Chair for Precision Ag at Ivy Tech Community College in Columbus. The college has teamed up with premier companies to introduce a sprayer certification program to help young people fill positions as sprayer operators.
We've really seen an explosion across the state of hiring out the spraying and the fertilizer application because the farms are so big, there's just not enough hours to get everything done. So talking with Premier Ag, they have had a surplus of machines and not enough people to sit in those seats this spring. And there's just a lack of employees that want to be sprayer operators, or perhaps there's even a lack of those that know they want to be a sprayer operator.
Part of that program includes training on a sprayer simulator developed by a company called Simformation. It's like virtual reality. You sit in the simulator and you're surrounded by three large TV screens as if you're inside the cab of a large sprayer. The seat even moves as you operate it.
It starts out with you leaving the co-op and driving down the road to a field and then having to apply to that field. It's got grass waterways and terraces and all the things we'd see in real life, and it gives you a real opportunity to get some seat time and learn all those controls before we put you in one of those $600,000 sprayers.
David says he hopes the sprayer simulator not only helps train young adults, but gets them excited about this career and other job opportunities in the ag industry.
As we see that ag front continue to evolve, there's plenty of people out there that didn't necessarily come from production ag that would make excellent operators, and they just have to know these opportunities are there. That's one of our biggest things, I think, across the state, is finding a way to keep these highly interested people in our state, give them a great paying job with great benefits, and at the end of the day, taking pride in helping that farmer who's trying to cover 8,000-10,000 acres on their own, of making them a success.
You can see photos of Ivy Tech's new sprayer simulator and read more about their sprayer certification program at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And you thought election season was over. Not so fast, my friend.
Voting is now open for the 2022 FSA County Committee elections.
That's USDA Farm Service Administrator Zach Ducheneau. Hopefully these elections won't be as contentious as the ones we saw earlier this month.
Now through December 5th, farmers and ranchers in eligible administrative areas can cast their votes for who will serve on their local FSA committee.
Ducheneau says county committees serve as a direct link between agriculture communities across the country and USDA.
County committee members apply their judgment, experience, and knowledge when making local decisions to help us deliver our programs and services. Things like producer appeals, conservation programs, hiring the county executive directors, and administering disaster programs are all part of the role of the county committee. So it's important producers take advantage of this opportunity to be a part of the process and help us deliver policies and programs across the country.
Ballots started going out last week. If you didn't get one, you can request one from your local USDA service center.
And those ballots must be returned or postmarked no later than December 5th.
And Ducheneau asks that you don't delay. Vote today. More information can be found at fsa.usda.gov/elections. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.
Have you ever considered a career in agriculture? There are dozens of agribusinesses that have opportunities to work in this exciting field. These are high-paying positions with on-the-job training and advancement. On December 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Grand Park in Westfield, Indiana, these companies will be on hand for the Indiana Ag Career Fair. Come talk with these organizations. Then walk the show floor of the Indiana Farm Equipment and Technology Expo and experience the world of agribusiness. December 15th at Grand Park in Westfield. More details at IndianaFarmExpo.com.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We have some moisture trying to push towards us today. System splitting into two pieces as it lifts through the Missouri and Arkansas areas. The southern branch is going to be heavier moisture over parts of Kentucky, Tennessee, but lifting up into south central and southeastern parts of Ohio. The northern branch slows, interacts with the Great Lakes, and I think gives us a lot of cloud cover and some precipitation off and on today and tomorrow. Today, I think we're looking at scattered light snow and flurry action, particularly developing later in the afternoon. Tomorrow, on again, off again, light snow and flurries all day long. Thursday and Friday, mostly a lake effect snow event in parts of Michigan, but I won't rule out plenty of clouds and some scattered snow showers in northern Indiana either. I think you have to go into the weekend until we get our first sunny day for everyone. It's still cold, though. Keep in mind, we're expecting several reinforcing blasts of cold air to come in from the northwest. Everyone that comes in has a chance to trigger some lake effect and more cloud cover, but it's not a big, big deal. Precipitation for this week probably amounts to being anywhere from a half to 2 inches of snow in areas of the state. That is it. Sunshine for the weekend. And then as we go into next week, Monday, Tuesday, we see high pressure. Canadian high pressure, but high pressure sitting on top of us. That leads the way to partly sunny skies. Temperatures start to moderate as we get into the middle of next week, Wednesday, out into the plains. Maybe we start to bump up a little bit here Wednesday afternoon, but right now I'm going to call Thanksgiving still chilly, and we see our warming probably happening toward the end of the week, Black Friday the 25th, and then the weekend of the 26th and 27th. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Mixed ag markets to open up the new week. This is Hoosier Ag Today in the Monday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. The review is brought to you by Seed Genetics Direct, providing quality seed, free delivery, personalized service, local research data, and published prices. There's more at seedgeneticsdirect.com. Numbers coming up from a mixed day of trade with only wheat going higher. First, market analysis, which I secured at the end of trade from John Zanker, Risk Management Commodities. John, we have a mixed market picture, really only the wheat market with a chance to finish on the plus side, working higher all day long as we open up a new week of trade. Export inspections report out on Monday morning. I don't think it was very good. Was that one of our issues with the markets selling off for the most part.
We were seeing some weakness before that report came out, but that report certainly did not help. Corn exports remain very, very ugly, you know. Not sure there's any other way of putting it. We did bounce back from last week, which was, I think, the lowest number in 15 months or something like that. We continue to run well behind last year and well behind the pace that we're going to need to get to the USDA's current projection. Soybeans fell off hard from last week at about 68 million bushels, and that's about 22 million under where we were a year ago. So this is the time where we need to be seeing those big numbers, keeping it above 80 million bushels a week. And, you know, we just don't have the sales on the books to keep doing that. So continue to be some concern there. Wheat at under 3 million bushels. I'm not old enough, I don't think, and I'm pretty old. I'm not old enough to remember a worse week than that. So maybe in the 40s or something during the war. But so we continue to struggle with that. And, you know, aside from the potential of Putin shutting down Ukrainian exports again, I'm not sure what's out there to really give much support to the corn market right now. Tight farmer holding is helping, but that only goes so far.
And there is an important expiration of that Black Sea agreement, which is later this week. Any feeling about whether or not they'll work something out?
It's always difficult to figure out what Putin's next move is going to be, but I think he's going to want something more than he's getting to green light that situation. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's not a little bit of a concern about that later this week, and that could be certainly supportive to both corn and wheat in particular.
All eyes on South American weather. Those conditions there can have an impact on the markets as we move forward. What's happening in South America?
Well, last 2 years, maybe even 3 years, we've gotten used to Mother Nature down there and here as well, or some part of the world bailing out these markets. But we're going to have to wait on South America. It looks like Brazil's in very good shape. Southern third had been dry. They've been picking up some decent rainfall. Argentina's been extremely dry, and they're starting to pick up some good rains. And of course, it's still very, very early in the planting process in Argentina and even southern Brazil. So that, so far, the early growing conditions are conducive to a record crop down there, both Brazil especially, and then potentially Argentina as well. But I've talked about this before, and it worries me greatly that Brazil's in a position to add a billion bushels of production over and above what they had this year. So if we could get a big boom in Chinese imports, which is certainly far from a given, they might soak up half of that. Where's the other half go, Andy? Brazil doesn't carry over soybeans, so they have to get them into the market at whatever price. So next fall could be an ugly one for soybean futures if we follow up a big Chinese or a big Brazilian crop with a big crop here.
So since you're going out on a limb with Putin comments, I'll also ask you, as a follow-up to what you just said, to go out on another limb. The president, U.S. President Biden, did meet with Chinese President Xi. Suppose he put a good word in for U.S. ag exports?
Well, I suspect it was touched upon, but probably not near the top of the list. And, you know, we'll see if it has any positive effects on both the Chinese and the U.S. economies. I think certainly the business people and the citizens of both countries want to see a more peaceful atmosphere.
John Zanker, Risk Management Commodities. His number, 866-837-9027. And John will join Mike Silver to talk about markets at the Indiana Farm Equipment and Technology Expo, one of our seminar presentations, December 13 through 15 at Grand Park in Westfield, Indiana. Hope you'll join us for the expo this year. Settlements now, December corn, 3/4 down, 657 1/4. And on Monday, the March contract loses 3 3/4, 659 1/4. In beans, January 9.5 lower, 1440 1/2. March 1444 3/4, off 9 cents. A pickup in the wheat market, December 818 1/2, up 4 3/4. Livestock was mixed, up a nickel on December live cattle, 70 cents lower February, 152.55. December lean hogs up 52, and Feb 88.97 up 57. And that is the Monday Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. Hoosier Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.